Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Winceslaw and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how do we ensure our fourth step inventory is fearless and thorough? For me, when I came into AA, I didn't have any intention of doing any inventory. I didn't know it was required. It was just sort of, I was just willing just to follow simple suggestions by the older sober members in my first home group. And then within 2 weeks, it was suggested that I go along with a couple of other members who were going to do an inventory work in the weekend. So I did it, not because I wanted, but they seemed to know what was best for me. And at the time, I was just, it was just simple for me to do that and instead of continue doing what I was doing before. And to be honest, I was just trying to run away. For me, the idea of just going away for 1 weekend seemed better than handle reality. I was living with my parents at the time and everyone was going through their own journeys in alcoholism and drug addiction as well. So for me, it was just a better idea just to go away 1 weekend. And how I know I was doing it fearless and thorough, I really think it's after I finished my inventory, there's there's a question that the sponsor usually asks is there something missing in your inventory, or is there something else that is bothering you? And I think that is what for me means fearless and thorough. It gives me the opportunity to be more open, because by this time I already written down some truths that I wasn't willing before I started the inventory work. I stopped blaming other people, and I didn't even know that I was speaking victimese. I was just the victim of everyone else's. And I started taking ownership of my own actions. And I think it's at this point where I realized that I kept few things that I, it's usually the 30s little secrets that I'm not able to, or I don't trust people to tell them. And this is the part where I was completely honest with my sponsor at the time. And and still, you know, I finished the first run of my inventory, and I remember a week later I was feeling great. But then a lot of things started popping up in my head, and I thought I was going to drink again. But that just kept me closer to my sponsor at the time. And he was really kind and guided me through it. And he just said, this is the point of this. We continuously try to be as honest as possible. And you can only be as thorough and as fearless as really God can let you be on the first round. So don't worry about it, and you continue to try multiple times if you're willing to do so. So for me, it's just, am I willing just to give it a good go? So I'll leave it there. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.